Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. You're listening to the Qalam podcast. Alhamdulillah, for over a decade, Qalam has had the opportunity and the blessing to serve the community. And after serving the community for an entire decade and benefiting millions of people all around the world, we have reaffirmed our commitment to making Islamic knowledge accessible for all, making sure each and every single person, no matter where they are in the world, they have the ability and the opportunity to learn about the beauty of Islam. So therefore, we are conducting more classes online than ever before, videos, podcasts, recordings, we're making all of it available. We ask you to support us and become our partner in this mission and cause of educating the whole world about the beautiful religion of Islam by going to supportqalam.com. Go to supportqalam.com, make a generous contribution. Inshallah, you are investing into the mission and the cause of teaching people about Islam worldwide. Millions of people have benefited, and we hope that hundreds of millions more will benefit, inshallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Bismillahi walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillah thumma alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us to be able to witness the month of Ramadan. And today we find ourselves on the blessed day of Friday, Jumu'ah, in the blessed month of Ramadan. Twice the blessing, inshallah, bi'idhnillah. And it makes today that much more challenging and difficult because normally days of Friday, the day of Jumu'ah, is a very exciting day when we all congregate in the masjid, in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Similarly, Ramadan is a time where we also look forward to a lot of congregating and a lot of coming together and enjoying each other's company and growing together spiritually. And when Friday, Jumu'ah prayer during the month of Ramadan occurs, everything is at a whole nother level. And once again, due to the current situation, most of us are not able to experience that. And so it makes today particularly challenging. And so I thought that I would just kind of jump on here a little bit and provide a little bit of a Friday reminder so that maybe this can serve as a little consolation and it can provide a little bit of comfort to us during this very difficult and challenging time. There can be no greater comfort than the comfort that comes from the Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the speech of Allah, the guidance from God. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Hudan wa rahmatul liqawmi yu'minun." It is guidance and it is mercy for the people who believe. It is a mercy from our Lord. And one of the very powerful and most comforting verses in the entire Quran is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي. Now, I'm going to delve into a little bit of detail because obviously this is not a khutbah, but nonetheless, it is a Friday reminder. So I'm going to go into a little bit of detail so that we can appreciate the nuance and the depth and the eloquence of this particular verse of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا سَأَلَكَ. He did not say in, but he said إِذَا. In means if, إِذَا means when. And the subtle difference between if and when is if is a possibility. You know, it's a figure of speech we oftentimes say as well. That's a big if. If that happens in speech, when you text it and you want to communicate that effect, you put the if in capital letters. If that happens. But when, we oftentimes also have an expression in English, we say it's not a matter of if, it's a question of when. So when means that there's no question that it's going to happen. What we're discussing here is when exactly it'll occur. But it is going to happen. It is coming. It will occur. Similarly here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا سَأَلَكَ. when, my slaves, they ask you. When they come and they ask you, and Allah says, سَأَلَكَ النَّاسُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. No, he said, عِبَادِي. He didn't say the people, the believers, the Muslims. No, he said, my servants, my servants. Whenever you create that association to anything in speech, whenever you associate that anything to yourself and connect something to yourself, and you create that association, what you are communicating, what you are expressing there is a profound love for something. You know, one thing is if I'm upset I'm reprimanding my son, then I'll call him by his name. Muhammad, what are you doing? But if I'm expressing love to him and I'm showing affection to him, particularly when I'm talking to someone else about him, I'll say my son, my little one, my son, my Muhammad. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here doesn't call us just people or even believers, and that is a noble title, but Allah calls us his servants, his slaves, ibadi. And so Allah says, when, not if, but when, my servants, my slaves, my servants, they come to you and they ask you about what? Anni. They ask you about me, Allah says. They ask you about me. So I want everyone to understand now, that's like me saying to one of you that, hey, if somebody comes to you and asks you about where I live, then tell them that I live in Texas. If somebody asks you where I'm from, tell them I'm from Texas. Tell them, because they're going to ask you. I'm saying to you, if they ask you, tell them. So obviously you have to give the response to them. That's what's logical. That's what's normal. And by the way, that's in the entire Quran. وَيَسْتَفْتُونَكَ فِي الْكَلَالَةِ وَيَسْتَفْتُونَكَ فِي النِّسَاءِ يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْمَحِيضِ يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْأَهِلَّةِ Right? يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الشَّهْرِ الْحَرَامِ قِتَالٍ فِيهِ. Throughout the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when they ask you about inheritance, then tell them. When they ask you about the cycles of the moon, then tell them. When they ask you about women's purification, then tell them. Tell them, tell them, tell them. They're asking you. So when I give you the instruction, I need to inform you and tell you that you need to tell them. This place here in the Quran, though, is very different. Allah says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي. When my slaves, my servants ask you about me, Allah says, then what is the response? He doesn't say to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell them. No. Allah answers himself, indeed I am near, fa inni qareeb. Make no mistake that I am near. I am absolutely near you and close to you. I'm right here. I'm right here. And لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. Nothing compares to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. For God is the most exalted of examples. But I'll give a little example about that figure of speech so that we can better appreciate what it means. What it's communicating is, if I'm standing in a room, I'm standing at the back of the room and somebody walks up to you and says, hey, have you seen Abdul Nasser? Do you know where Abdul Nasser is? And I'm in the other corner. I can hear. They just haven't seen me, maybe because of the angle, or I'm behind them, or whatever the case is. And I can hear them asking you about me. Then what would you do? Granted, you're not trying to avoid that person. What would you do? You would say, hey, I'm right here. Hey, I'm right here. You would just interject yourself. Because that person's saying, where's Abdul Nasser? So what's the point of this whole charade at that point where I'm just kind of standing there awkwardly, even though I obviously heard my name, And then you're kind of looking at me like, dude, why aren't you saying anything? And then you awkwardly say, oh, he's right there. And I'm like, and then that person turns around and then I do this weird, awkward wave. Why go through all of that? There's no need for any of that. What I would do is I would interject myself and I would say, hey, I'm right here. Similarly here, and again, like I said, nothing compares to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so it's so far beyond that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that when my slaves, they ask you about me, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, indeed I am near. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I'm closer to you than the one that you are asking your question to. I am closer to you than the one that you are asking your question to. وَنَحْنُ أَقَرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. We are closer to the human being than even the human being's own jugular vein. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. مَا يَكُونُ مِنْ نَجْوَى ثَلَاثَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ رَابِعُهُمْ وَلَا خَمْسَةٍ إِلَّا سَادِسُهُمْ وَلَا أَدْنَى مِنْ ذَلِكَ وَلَا أَكْثَرَ إِلَّا هُوَ مَعَهُمْ أَيْنَمَا كَانُوا. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every single time you have a private conversation, if there's three of you, the fourth one in that conversation is Allah. There's five of you, the sixth one in that conversation is Allah. You could be less, you could be more. No matter what happens, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always there. Allah is so near, so close. He hears all, He sees all, He knows all. Now, while that is a very also powerful understanding about taqwa and God consciousness, and that can be a little bit scary for some, there's a profound lesson and blessing in this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ, I am indeed close. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says as a follow-up, أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. Ujibu means to answer, jawab. And in the Arabic language, we have past tense verbs and present tense verbs. And they serve different purposes. Obviously, aside from time, they also have different rhetorical benefits as well. They carry different effects, if you will. One of the effects that the present tense verb carries is that it communicates continuity, consistency, repetition, something occurring over and over again. And so when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ujibu, He's saying that I always answer. I am always answering. I am answering. That the action is ongoing. I am answering. This is not that I did answer or I will answer, maybe. No, I am continuously answering. I'm always listening. I'm always responding. I'm always answering. Answering what? Giving what? Responding to what? Da'wa ad-da'i idha da'ani. Da'wa means call. When someone like calls out. Ad-da'i means someone who calls. Someone who calls out. The supplication, da'i means the one supplicating. Idha da'ani. Whenever he or she calls out, whenever he or she supplicates. So, if you put that together, it means, literally speaking, I am always answering the call of the caller whenever he or she calls. The dua of the one making dua whenever he or she makes dua. The supplication of the one supplicating whenever he or she supplicates. Do you hear the repetition? Can you sense the repetition? Either in the Arabic language, da'wa, da'i, idha da'ani. Or at least in the meaning, the dua of the one making dua whenever he or she makes dua to me, calls out to me. The call of the caller whenever he or she calls to me, calls me. The supplication of the one supplicating whenever he or she supplicates to me. The request of the one requesting whenever he or she requests me of anything. And that kind of repetition, understand that whenever a word repeats itself, it's either called repetition or redundancy. Repetition or redundancy? Redundancy is negative. That means you're just repeating yourself and there's no purpose to it. Repetition is when you repeat yourself and it has a purpose to it. And one of the greatest purposes of repetition, at-takraru aslu tawkid, is to create emphasis in what you're saying, to create impact in what you are saying. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that I am constantly answering, always have been, am, and will always answer the call of anyone who calls out to me whenever she calls out to me. The repetition creates emphasis on the du'a of the one making du'a, the da'i, whenever he or she makes du'a to me. Allah repeats the word du'a to nail it into our heads, to hammer it into our heads, that the du'a of the one making du'a, whenever he or she makes du'a, to remind us of the fact that the problem has never been that Allah has not been answering our prayers. The problem is that we haven't been asking. The problem is not that Allah has not been answering our calls. The problem is that we haven't been calling. The problem is we haven't been calling. I already said this, nothing compares to God, but it's kind of like, you know, when you call someone and you're like, man, I never get to talk to you. You say, well, I've never rejected your call. I answer your call every time you call. Problem is you don't call no more. And so this is a much more powerful example where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I never stopped giving to you. I never stopped answering you. You stopped asking. You stopped calling. You stopped reaching out. And so on this day of Friday, in the blessed month of Ramadan, while we are fasting, let's remember to call out to Allah. Let's remember to make dua to Allah. Let's remember to ask Allah, to supplicate to Allah, to talk to Allah. Because Allah's never hung up on us. We just stopped talking from our end of the line. So let's talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today. And it's time for Salat al-Dhuhr, at least in some of the places, East Coast, Central time zone. I realize on the West Coast is still some time, but it will be Dhuhr time soon for y'all over there. Let's pray Dhuhr, Salat al-Dhuhr. And after you get done with Dhuhr, you know what you do? Don't get up and jump off your prayer rug like it's on fire. You ever notice that? It's like, Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah, Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah. And then we do like a backflip straight off of the prayer rug and we land like perfectly. We land, we nail the landing. Don't do that. When you say, Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah, Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah, then spend an extra 1 minute, maybe 2 minutes, who knows, maybe even 3 or more minutes. And you sit there and you open your hands in front of Allah and you ask Allah. Even if it's something straightforward and simple. Oh Allah, protect us. Don't let me and my family get sick. Oh Allah, give us sustenance. Keep a roof over our head. Keep food on our table. Oh Allah, anyone who is sick, give them shifa. Anyone who has passed, have mercy on them. Anyone who is financially struggling, make it easy for them. That's it. Just that right there. Huge step in the right direction. And guess who's listening? Guess who's answering? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a great companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, ihmalu hawa'ijakum ala al-maktuba. Whenever you have a situation, a need that needs resolving, just save it for the next obligatory prayer, Dhuhr prayer. And after you pray Dhuhr, present it before Allah. And Allah will take care of it. And Allah will take care of you. So inshallah, with that reminder, I'm going to go ahead and sign off here inshallah. I want to remind everyone, I've said the word remind too many times, but I wanted to inform everyone that alhamdulillah, during this difficult time of, you know, lockdown and shutdown during the month of Ramadan, Qalam is here to help you and Qalam is here to serve you. So in about 25 minutes at 2 p.m. Central Time, if you log on to Qalam's YouTube channel, youtube.com/Qalam Institute, or you head on over to Qalam's Facebook page, Facebook qalam.com/Qalam Institute, or you can just go to qalamlive.com, qalamlive.com. The YouTube channel is very easy to log on to. So if you go there at 2 p.m. sharp today, 25 minutes exactly, you will hear a beautiful lecture on good character from the Quran by Ustad Abdurrahman Murphy. Very, very beneficial. And every day at 2 p.m., you will similarly hear a lecture about character from the Quran. And then tonight at 9:30 p.m. Central Time, that's 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, if you, again, go to Qalam's YouTube channel or Facebook or the QalamLive.com website, you will participate in the reading and the discussion on the meaning of the ninth juz of the Quran, presented by the students and the scholars at Qalam. We'll read through the whole juz in 1 hour, and we'll also talk about the meaning of it, inshallah. So that'll be 9:30 p.m. Central Time tonight, and that's actually every night. So inshallah, those are just some of the programs that we're doing for you, inshallah, to help all of us get through this time together. Jazakum Allah khairan. Barakallahu feekum. Remember to pray your dhuhr. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.